This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that there is no greater tool than democracy for building an inclusive society. Addressing the special session of the National Assembly of Parliament of Guyana, Mr. Modi said that the strongest mantra before the world to move forward is democracy first, humanity first. He said, democracy is in our DNA, in our vision and in our conduct. Prime Minister Modi said during crisis in any country, around the world, India's sincere effort is to be the first responder and reach out to help. He said, India has never moved forward with an expansionist mindset. He said, today India stands in favour of global development and peace in every way. Mr. Modi said, with this spirit today, India has also become the voice of the global South. Prime Minister Modi said, today the world is facing numerous challenges including terrorism, drug trafficking and cybercrime. He emphasised that we all must confront these issues collectively to shape a better future for the coming generations. Prime Minister Modi said, the bond between India and Guyana is special. He said, around 180 years ago, an Indian had first come to Guyana, and since then, India and Guyana have always been close to each other. He said, the Indian arrival monument in Guyana is a symbol of this closeness. Mr. Modi said, Guyana has given him the highest honour, and for this he thanked all citizens of Guyana. Mr. Modi invited Guyanese parliamentarians to visit India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also paid homage to Mahatma Gandhi at a statue in the historic Promenade Gardens in Georgetown, Guyana. Mr. Modi recalled Bapu's eternal values of peace and non-violence which continue to guide humanity. He also paid floral tribute at the RSM March Monument. Prime Minister Modi also visited the Indian Arrival Monument at Monument Gardens in Georgetown and also visited the Saraswati Vidya Niketan School in Guyana. Secretary East and Ministry of External Affairs Jaideep Mazumdar has stated that after 56 years an Indian Prime Minister has visited Guyana, therefore the visit holds great significance. Briefing the media in Georgetown, Mazumdar highlighted the growing importance of India-Guyana relations, with the past year and a half marked by several high-level meetings. During the discussions, Prime Minister Modi and Guyanese President Dr. Irfan Ali covered the full range of India-Guyana relations. 10 agreements were signed addressing areas such as hydrocarbons, energy, health and pharmaceuticals, agriculture, digital cooperation, culture and defence and security studies. Mr. Mazumdar also mentioned that during the India-CARICOM summit, leaders of CARICOM nations expressed appreciation for India's support during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Murmu will formally launch the fourth edition of the Lok Manthan, an international cultural festival today morning. President Draupadi Murmu has urged the people to resolve to take the country forward on the path of continuous development by lighting the lamp of resolution. Addressing a large gathering at the Koti Deepotsavam, lighting 1 crore lights event in Hyderabad during her two-day visit, President Murmu called on the people to take resolutions to follow the path of truth and dharma and to work for the welfare of the underprivileged. She emphasized that lighting of lamps symbolizes moving from darkness to light and from ignorance to knowledge. The president highlighted that the country is progressing with the goal of its holistic and inclusive development and stressed the need for collective efforts to create a developed India. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat will confer the Ustad Bismillah Khan Yuva Puraskar for the years 2022 and 2023 at a function in New Delhi today. The opening cricket test match of the much-awaited Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and host Australia starts today at Optus Stadium in Perth. The match will start at 7:50 a.m. Indian time. The Indian men's team will play 5 test matches against Australia from today until 7th of January. The air quality in Delhi NCR is in the very poor category with an average air quality index AQI of 365. As of yesterday, according to the Central Pollution Control Board, some areas of the city have breached the 400 AQI level. Truck-mounted water sprinklers are being deployed across the city by the New Delhi Municipal Council to mitigate the effects of air pollution. And that is the end of this news bulletin.